Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Jones and Keefe, Tier Tuesday here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Keith, we're tearing off all the teams throughout the NFL today. What are we looking at for teams?
Yeah, 9 weeks in the books. Haven't done this for a few weeks, so let's update it. We're going to do top tier, best around.
You're the best around.
These are the teams that are the best around. Below that, just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
You guessed it. Tier below that, fake good.
Fake.
Fake good. It's a new tier that we're adding.
Good drop. I didn't know that's what we were doing.
Good stuff. Okay. Fake good.
Fake good. I like
it. Which I still think is just above frisky.
Yeah.
The frisky remains a tier.
Fake good is better than frisky, but probably not a huge gap between those.
No.
But a gap.
Might be a good matchup.
Yes.
Even.
Yes.
Tier below frisky is injured.
Here comes the meat wagon.
Okay. These are the injured teams, Jones.
Yeah, they're teams that are not healthy.
And then finally, even though we're at the halfway point, season over.
It's over.
You can pack it up. You can get ready for the draft. Your season is over.
Most of these teams have probably already lost to the Patriots.
Correct. The Patriots, we know a lot of these teams firsthand.
Yeah.
So let's dive in. We'll have Billy throw a team, and then we, of course, will tier it.
All right. Starting in the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills at 6-2.
Buffalo Bills are the best around.
Yeah, I think their win over the Chiefs, and you know, Josh Allen is now the favorite to be the MVP. And so even though the Patriots beat him head-to-head, I think once we start talking about the Patriots, we're going to talk that win up a lot. So it has to be against a really good team. So, yeah, I don't think there are a lot of teams better than the Bills.
I mean, beating the Chiefs is a legit win, as you said. I think looking at some of the power rankings today, the Colts, who we'll get to, had to drop, of course, following their loss. I think the Bills are number one in a lot of those power rankings. I think best around makes sense.
You're the best around.
Miami Dolphins, 2-7.
Ooh. Season is over.
Yeah.
That season is over. They somehow are committed to the coach. They fired their GM right before the trade deadline. And that's it. They're cooked.
And now they're probably about to fire sale. They already traded Jalen Phillips. We'll see who else they trade off that team. I'd give them injured because of Tyreek Hill if they ever showed anything this year, but they haven't.
No. So, yeah, they're terrible.
They're done.
New England Patriots, 7-2.
Best around.
Best around.
You think they're just a bit outside? They just beat the team. They've already beaten the team that we have in this category.
Let's put a best around.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm feeling good about that.
I mean, look, they won six
in a row. Heater.
They are knocking on the door, the number one seed in the AFC. So if they're not, they're not best around right now, they're never going to be.
All right, good.
All right. No way.
Yes! That was so good.
You, of course, know what that means. We go to the NFL trade desk right now with our own Billy Lanny. Billy.
Adam Schefter, ESPN sources, Raiders are trading wide receiver Jacoby Myers to the Jacksonville Jaguars in exchange for 4th and 6th round picks.
Okay. Would you have done that?
Would I have given up a four and a six for Myers? I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't have. I changed. A month or two ago, I would have said, like, add Myers to this group. Diggs looks healthy. Mac Hollins is solid. We'll see with the Kayshon Booty injury, but he's been good.
But
Pop Douglas just had a really good
Booty,
game. I don't
Booty's going to miss a couple of weeks, call it, with a grade one hamstring, according to Kayshon Booty.
But if
it's not
on his Discord.
It's not like a season ender. It's not weird, an 8-week hamstring injury, Christian Gonzalez. So if he's back in a couple of weeks, is Myers technically better than Mac Hollins? Yeah, but I'm not going to kick and scream about this.
But Mac Hollins fits, and you don't know. Listen, I'm not anti-adding a receiver on the fly like this, but we talk about the chemistry that Drake May has with most of the guys that are in the huddle with him now. And so you'd be introducing that. Obviously, you know, McDaniels and Myers could work and have worked. But I'm okay. I'm honestly okay with this one. I'm not kicking and screaming about it. A 4 and a 6, I'm more than fine trading away a 4 and a 6, but don't know. I think running back's a bigger need. Safety's a bigger need.
I'd rather use the bullets on something else. Yeah. I agree. Okay. Twitch chat is saying they must be real happy with Travis Hunter. He's hurt. Here's the piece.
He's hurt, and Brian Thomas is hurt.
Here's the piece I would bring up. Yes. This is an example of a team in the AFC getting better while you do nothing and subtract.
Yeah, I don't think much of the Jaguars
are a playoff team. They're 5-3. They're adding to their wide receiver room. So I'm not going to kick and scream the Patriots didn't do it.
What tier are they in?
Should they have done it? 617-779-7937, a 4-6 for Jacoby Myers.
Get in there.
But this is an example of other teams in the AFC improving while you're subtracting.
Yeah.
Okay.
1-7 New York Jets.
That season is over. That season is long over.
They might need their own tier.
They should be relegated. They should have to do a season somewhere else, Canada, Europe, and then come back when they're serious.
Well, the good news is if Justin Fields even starts, they haven't committed to a quarterback. He will be getting the Browns defense this week. I'm sure that'll go well.
Oh, nice.
So, okay. But, yeah, they're done.
All right. To the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens at 3-5.
Okay.
They're not injured anymore. So I feel like putting them in injured would be strange. They were very banged up on defense. They were missing Lamar. I think it'd be strange to put him there.
They're frisky?
They can't be fake good. Yeah, are they frisky by
default? Or are they just a bit outside, but the record's so bad, so they're really not. Are they frisky?
Frisky.
Yeah. Because I'm not ruling them out.
Yeah, they are not.
As of right now.
Yeah, they're not typically what I would think of as a frisky team. I think they're the favorite in their division, meaning betting favorite.
But they got to dig themselves out of that hole.
Frisky. Yeah.
Cincinnati Bengals, 3-6.
Are they injured?
I think injured just because of Burrow. I think that would
Flacco
put him there.
Flacco need his own tier. Yeah,
maybe.
We've done that in the past.
We have. I think we leave them in injured.
Injured.
And see where it goes from here.
Sure.
Here
comes the meat wagon. Yeah. Wee-hoo.
Thank you.
2-6 Cleveland Browns.
It's over.
That's it. They're done. You think they're injured?
Isn't a little frisky?
You think they're a little frisky?
Oh, they got a good defense.
Okay.
All right.
Hasn't really done anything.
Their season's over?
Yeah, this is. Their season's over.
I mean, they're only one game worse than Baltimore.
They should go to Shadur. Yep. Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 5-3.
That's a fake good team.
Fake
good,
yeah. Fake.
Yeah, this is why we have the tier.
Now, this is probably very unfair if we're being honest.
They beat the Pats.
They beat the Pats and the Colts.
It was week 3 they beat the Pats. Oh, they did just beat the Colts. But guess where we have the Colts?
Well, yeah. We talk about these teams like it's fake good, like they've done nothing. They have 2 great wins.
They're fake good.
But I don't believe in Pittsburgh.
I don't.
Fake good.
I don't.
AFC South, Houston Texans, 3-5.
Are they
frisky?
Yeah. Let's put them in frisky. I mean, they're not like a doormat team.
The same reason I'd want to put the Browns, or at least brought up before I was mocked, the idea of putting the Browns in frisky applies to Houston. It's a good defense.
Okay.
Yeah, frisky.
All right.
7-2 Indianapolis Colts.
Fake good.
Fake.
Get out of here.
I agree.
Like, come on.
I think people are going to be surprised we don't have them at least in just a bit outside.
People are going to be mad. They're going to think it's a Patriots bias.
Fake good.
The Steelers and the Colts are both fake good, but guess what? They are fake good.
Yeah. The Steelers went really not that great because they beat another fake good team. Great.
They're
okay.
Spider-Man memeing each other.
Keep going.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 5-3.
Just a bit outside.
Oh, you think they're that good?
I mean, they're in the playoffs.
So are the fake good teams. Are they fake good?
Okay, but Frisky is below fake good.
Frisky is below fake good.
Yeah.
Oh, you think they're frisky?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right. I was arguing for
you said just
outside.
A bit outside. Yeah. I don't think they're that good.
I've lost track of the tiers. You're right. No, yeah, they're frisky. They're frisky.
They should get a trade. Yeah. They're frisky.
Yeah. No, you're right.
They're making deals.
Sorry.
They just got Jacoby Myers.
I'm sorry. Frisky team.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
1-8 Tennessee Titans.
That's a shame. They could also get relegated and go play the Jets
in
another
league.
Yeah.
Okay, to the AFC West, Denver Broncos at 7-2.
They are either best around or leading just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Okay.
That's just a bit outside. That's where I would put them.
That's fair. Their offense is underwhelming at this point. So, yeah.
And how can you put the Patriots in best around and the Broncos in just a bit outside? The difference in quarterbacks right there.
Yeah.
Like, May is an MVP candidate. Knicks is fine, but the Patriots have a higher ceiling.
I like the coach a lot better, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Patriots coach.
Yeah. Just a bit outside.
5-4 Kansas City Chiefs.
Best around?
I'm shooketh.
That's where they were last time. They were in shooketh dynasty. Now, they've turned that around, but then they just lost to the Bills. But they always lose to the Bills in the regular season, and it doesn't matter. I would still put them in best around.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay.
I still believe in them.
I'd be terrified if that was the playoff.
Correct. Yeah. There might be no team I'm more confident in winning than them.
Yeah, though I'd pick them probably against
if
most.
I could get Chiefs of the field, I take the field.
Yeah.
But like now I got to pick a team to win it. It might still be them.
Yeah.
Okay.
2-6 Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, their teams are kind of done.
Yeah. I heard they just traded Jacoby Myers.
They're bailing on the season.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Chargers, 6-3.
Are they just a bit outside?
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, they probably are.
They've righted the ship.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah.
All right, the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys, 3-5-1.
Over or frisky?
Ooh.
I would say, here's why
over.
I would say.
Over. It feels over.
Here's why I'd say over. The last couple of, they had been a frisky offense or a good offense, which would keep them in the frisky tier until the last 2 weeks where the offense has done squat. I think it's over.
It's over.
I agree. It's over. Watching that thing last night, it is over.
Okay.
New York Giants, 2-7.
It's so over.
Over. This is going to be a loaded tier.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
A lot of teams are done.
Yeah.
6-2, Philadelphia Eagles.
Do you want to go best around?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very curious how they come out of the bye week.
Yeah.
I'm very curious if A.J. Brown's still an Eagle by the end of the day, but I think that's where they deserve
to. You think he's here? He is or isn't?
I've been saying I think he's gone, so I guess I'll stand by that. But the closer we get to the deadline, the less confident I am in that.
Washington Commanders, 3-6.
Let's put them in injured.
Here comes the meat wagon.
Oh, yeah, injured.
Put them in injured.
Yep.
Daniels and McLaurin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sure.
NFC North, Chicago Bears, 5-3.
Frisky.
Let's put them in frisky. Caleb Williams, 1 week looks really good. Another week looks terrible. But they have a winning record.
Even in the same week. Like, if you were watching him on that final drive, he looked horrible early in the drive, and then he had the play to Colson Loveland that they broke off for a long touchdown.
It's ridiculous.
Even on the same drive, he looks terrible and then great one moment to the next.
Frisky.
So, yeah, that's right.
Detroit Lions, 5-3.
I think they're more just a bit outside. I think the way things have gone this year, I can't put them in best around.
The Vikings
but they're
loss,
not that good, though, either.
The Vikings loss was bad.
Yeah.
A bad loss this week. So, yeah, best around works for me.
No, just a bit outside.
I'm sorry, just a bit outside.
You don't know. Do we have to write the tiers down for Jones?
A notch down from best around is where they belong.
5-2-1 Green Bay Packers.
Here comes the meat wagon.
Oh, you want to put them all the way down there?
No.
They've lost every receiver and Tucker Kraft.
Oh, Tucker Kraft's out.
Tucker Kraft.
And they've had two really bad losses.
That's where my fantasy team belongs.
But I would say, like, so the Bengals.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And Commanders right now are in injured. So that is like their season's been derailed because of the injuries. The Packers to this point still have a good record.
Just a bit outside?
Yeah, I think they're just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
I never fully believe in them. I always kind of believe in them. I never fully believe in them. I'd think about fake good with them, to be honest. But just about outside? Yeah.
4-4 Minnesota Vikings.
That's probably fake good.
You think they're frisky? Or they're 4-4, you said, Bill? 4-4?
Frisky.
Yeah, frisky.
Okay.
To the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons, 3-5.
Ugh.
Ew.
Yeah, I think they might be done,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we just saw it. Patriots. Yeah, you miss an extra point
Patriots,
like that.
Patriots already beat them. Get
down
on
that.
They
just cut Parker Roma, by
get
the way.
Get down on the.
Oh,
they
did?
They did.
Oh, I had not seen that.
Poor guy. All right, Falcons, get down there. Your season's over.
5-4 Carolina Panthers.
Frisky?
Yeah, frisky. I put them in frisky.
Fake good?
No.
Frisky.
Nobody thinks they're good, but they're 5-4, and they'll give you a game. They beat a good team this week, so yeah.
Okay.
New Orleans Saints, 1-8.
Oh. It's over.
As over as it is.
Yeah. They could play the Jets and the Titans in the relegated tier. Okay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 6-2.
I'm going to go just a bit outside.
No.
I'm not going down.
3 weeks ago, I would have. My guy Baker's come back down to the pack. They are coming off a bye, so we didn't see him this week. But I would say they belong in that Broncos, Chargers, Lions, Packers
but
tier.
But the tiers are telling us the Patriots should beat the Bucs.
Well, but the game's in Tampa, so it's a 2-point spread or whatever.
And it's a hard spot for the Pats, too, with the Bucs coming off a bye on the road. But the tiers would say the Patriots are the better team. I think they're just a bit outside. They haven't
just
played.
Just a bit outside.
I'm with you.
They haven't played great. Yeah.
I think they're just a bit outside.
NFC West, Arizona Cardinals at 3-5.
All right, so are they injured? Although, did you hear? So
Murray's not hurt.
Troy Aikman
is soft benching.
Yeah.
Soft benching. Good one, Nick.
This
good.
Is what
Aikman and Buck were like, you can't put him back in. You have to stay with Jacoby
Brissett.
You have to stay with Jacoby Brissett. It's something that they said on the air.
Marvin Harrison probably wants Brissett over Kyler. So
I don't know. Did you see that last play when they're trying to like seal the game and he like threw it like 5 yards short at his feet?
I mean, it's hard to tell if Brissett's good or bad. I mean, I know he's bad, but it's hard to tell if he's playing well based on that Cowboys defense is so bad.
So you think the Cardinals are frisky, injured, or season over?
They're not injured.
Okay.
So
frisky?
I guess.
Ew.
I feel like we always put them in frisky. And they stink.
Well, that's I would always put them in frisky because of Kyler Murray. I feel like Jacoby Brissett does not make them
season
frisky.
Over. They're not hurt.
I think their season's
they're
over.
They're better without Kyler.
I think I say frisky, you say season over, Billy. Billy, you haven't broken a tie yet.
Season over.
Okay. Season over. Okay.
It's over.
Sorry I asked.
All right.
Okay.
6-2 Los Angeles Rams.
I begrudgingly will put them up there.
You will.
I think
they have
so.
The MVP good. On
they're playing they're playing insane. Drake May got traded.
Fourth best MVP odds. I like Stafford.
I think, no, they're playing great. And I like their coach. And so I'll put them in the top tier. It's fine.
6-3 San Francisco 49ers.
Well, let me lob this one out there. Maybe.
Again, not hurt. This is another soft benching.
And they have a better record than the teams that we have, like in the injured ones that have been derailed. So we might have to go. Last time we did the tiers, we had a Drake May season tier, and we also had a Mac Jones season. Let's introduce the Mac Jones season.
Mac Jones season.
So I personally would put it above fake good, but below just a bit outside.
What is that?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'd put it in between frisky and fake good, but okay, that's fine.
Oh, you think the Niners are worse than the Steelers? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Mac Jones season.
Mac Jones season.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, last one, Seattle Seahawks at 6-2.
I mean, just a bit outside at least. They're pretty good.
Their defense is really good, and
they're
Sam
not
Darnold's playing
right.
out of his
no, no, no.
They might have the best receiver in the league right now.
Are they fake good, or are they just a bit outside?
I think they're just a bit outside.
Okay, let's do it.
Just a bit outside.
All right, here we go. That's it. Best around. We have five teams in the best around tier. Bills, Patriots, Chiefs, Eagles, Rams.
Nailed it.
Not bad. Just a bit outside. Broncos, Chargers, Lions, Packers, Bucks, Seahawks.
I think the Seahawks might be fake good, but okay.
All right. Well, fake good actually is Steelers Colts.
Okay.
So you want a lobby to push them down.
Well, the Seahawks wins are Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Arizona, Jacksonville, Houston, Washington. Like people say the Patriots have beaten nobody. They've really beaten nobody.
All right, I'll slide Seattle down.
Okay. Yeah, right. Fake good.
Seattle, get them down fake there. Good. Yeah. Steelers Colts Seahawks. Mac Jones season is the 49ers. Frisky, Ravens, Texans, Jaguars, Bears, Vikings, Panthers.
Okay.
Injured, Bengals, Commanders.
That's it.
And the biggest tier, the teams that we have to inform them that their season is over, Dolphins, Jets, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Cowboys, Giants, Falcons, Saints, Cardinals.
Wow. Yeah. 10 teams?
Yeah.
And the Patriots have played most of them or will play most of them.
Yeah, they've played like half of them and they got a few more left on the schedule. So,
all right, those are the tiers.
Pretty
check
good.
Them out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. They'll be up shortly. We're usually very, very accurate. No one ever says, hey, guys, you got this wrong. Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Usually people are like, these are spot on.
Mm-hmm.
So go check those out. We'll get to all your feedback. 617-779-7937. Plus, Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.